F-R-E-M-E-D-1.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs. Very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Any idea?
I don't know. You see me with my clothes off?
I know you like two things I like.
Chicken
and chicks.
You're the greatest lover I've ever had.
To hell. I practice a lot when I'm alone.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Yeah. Carolyn and her mother have found one way a girl can repay a boy for entertaining her.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
How many is layers? Look up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Would be fun.
Kimi yaketa onna no okina me no naka ni Adam to Eve no chikyu ga mieru otoko tachi wa matte iru onna no mizui ni kakurete iru Zeus no Dione no kawaii ko
Zeus とリオネの可愛い子
扉に男が迷う
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right! It's not an ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a particular weekly theme. And this evening, well, it's Valentine's Day, so of course we're focused on this lovely and lusty holiday. And that's actually the name of our theme. It's the lovely and lusty Valentine's Day special. And if you're a frequent enough listener, you know, part of our Plastic Sushi sound collage formula is to always start off with some Japanese music. And we began with Cougars, a Japanese group sounds band from the 1960s. And that was their song Aphrodite. So, as we explore this theme, well, we've been doing it for the last 2 weeks, actually. 2 weeks ago, we had a Kiss theme, a Kiss-themed Tears of the Gods. And then last week, we had the It's Not Quite Valentine's Day special. And our audio clips in those episodes, well, last week's episode, we're going to be continuing to sample that rich source of knowledge, of propaganda, of education from the 1940s and 1950s America. Films entitled Dating Do's and Don'ts, Beginning to Date, and Are You Popular? And we're going to mix those in with all sorts of music about love and relationships and sex and fantasies and love. And I want to first thank DJ Easy Ed for turning me on to this Japanese band that we're going to begin the next set with, the Neat Beats. And then We're going to go plastic sushi genre jumping as we do. We'll be hearing from the Ramones, and we'll be hearing from Kraftwerk, and we'll be hearing from Tone Loc, and we'll be hearing from Love Whip and Johnny Cash, and a band called Zig Zig Sputnik that is not Russian at all. And that's what's coming up. Backing me up right now is actually, a romantic song by Tchaikovsky. This is his violin concerto for violin and orchestra in D major, Opus 35, the Allegro Moderato. And we'll be having as my ambiance this evening, Tchaikovsky and Sibelius. Romantic pieces from these classical composers. But right now, yes, let's get your Friday night sound collage party going with first an excerpt from one of those propaganda films, and then the neat beats, thanks to DJ Easy Ed.
How do you choose a date? Whose company would you enjoy? Well, one thing you can consider is looks. Yeah, I believe.
It's not the little girl thing, is it?
No, it's not that one.
Come on, tell me.
No, come on. You can guess. What am I guessing? And then I'll tell you.
The fireman. The fireman thing.
No, it's not the one at the fireman. That would be fun, but it's not. You know what it is, honey?
Thank you.
sit in the car, and the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park. Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke? You and me, we never give up. You and me, we never ever ever give up. Getting hot and heavy with the whipped cream that we bought. Undressing in the kitchen and then getting caught. So many things can go wrong, but we still can get it right. You and me, we're not gonna give up tonight.
You didn't give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
My mom never told me about this. Am I being a bad girl?
We're getting funny in the back of my car. I'm sorry, honey, if I took you just.
you're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Edward Buechert. And this evening's theme, well, it's the lovely and lusty Valentine's Day special. Started off that set with a Japanese band, the Neat Beats, Look So Nice from Mercurial. And that was going out to DJ Easy Ed, who alternates with Joanne Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. And Joanne, she is being Ms. Wonderful here. She is, being a WMFO ops person and trying to debug our beautiful new set of three CD players that unfortunately look a little better than they perform. But it's great to have some that perform at all as opposed to the somewhat more broken ones we had before. So thank you, Joanne, for doing that and debugging some other problems around here. Yeah. So after the Neat Beats, we heard one of my Plastic Sushi more extensively remixed versions of a song by Annabella Lwin, her cool cover of Madonna's Like a Virgin. And then we heard the Ramones, I Wanna Be Your Boyfriend. And then a movie excerpt. The piece, let's call it The Fantasy Jar. Chosen from The Fantasy Jar with Dorothy O and Tom Byron. And from there, we segued into ZZ Top and Pearl Necklace. Quite a Valentine's Day gift to give or to get. And then, in those same lovely and lusty thoughts, a public service message wrapped up in a 60 seconds of pop music. Don't Give Up from Bedsider.org. And we finish things off with my Plastic Sushi Good Girl, Bad Girl remix of Van Halen's Feel Your Love Tonight. And right now, we're listening to Sibelius and his violin concerto for violin and orchestra in D minor. Opus 47, Allegro, Moderato. My Lord, is that Moderato? That is Moderato. I misspelled it in Spinatron. The consequences that follow. So, in the next set, we're going to start off with the Japanese band Melon. And I'm going to thank Chuck Yu for turning me onto this band. It's from their Do You Like Japan album. I Will Call You and Other Famous Last Words. And then we're going to hear from the seminal, yes, the seminal German electronic band that has influenced so many other artists in other genres, not just electronic. They're going to be performing their own remixed version of Computer Love from their mix album. And then we're going to follow that with some fantastic Plastic Machine and some Tone Lock and some AC/DC. And it all starts now.
It's okay.
Here on WMFO in Medford. Tops Freeform Radio.
As the famous last words, where have you been? I think you're moving too fast.
I'm a gadget girl to begin with.
Love has no boundaries.
Turns you on. combination.
My disappointment when you arrived.
Some action, but like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them wanna get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what L.O.C.? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Comadina. Secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did the wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me. Before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the Funky Comadina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Kenzie, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went out to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little Funky Cold Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she gon' lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her out. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the Funky Cold Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. It's the 80s and I'm down with the ladies, you know? Break it down. Saddle, looking for a little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the Love Connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks, I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. Instead, she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky Cole Medina.
Jenny thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night.
And what is your name, little girl?
Jen.
Jen. And what did you do to get locked up in a place like this?
Well, I was just talking to my friend Steve, and a police came by just because I was all dressed promiscuous. He accused me for prostitution, so now I'm stuck here behind bars, and I really don't have much to say.
Is that right? So you're telling me you were unjustly accused?
Yeah.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. We are Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. And I'm your host, Edward Buchert. This evening, it's the lovely and lusty Valentine's Day special. And we started off the set with something going out to Chuck U, because I believe that's where that song originally came from in the grand scheme of things. As far as me getting it to you. Yes, that was Melon, I Will Call You, and Other Famous Last Words from their Do You Like Japan album. And then we heard my, a song going out to a former WMFO DJ, Annie Ross, of the 2006-2007 era here. One of my favorite WMFO student DJs ever. A very dynamic young lady who's now a high-powered lawyer, in fact. And that was Kraftwerk's Computer Love. And I mixed that up with excerpts of an interview she did with an entrepreneur named Suki around 2006, who was the inventor of the Oh My Bod vibrator that connected music, used music as an input to control the effects of the device. And, you heard about it here on WMFO now and perhaps in 2006. And then a short piece by Fantastic Plastic Machine, another Japanese band, Sun Minute of Love. Tone Lock was next with Funky Cold Medina. As he mentioned in the song,